It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock when Patty Vasquez takes over. Coming up after the 10:30 news, Bill Bricky's going to be here. A little live performance from one of the veterans at the Old Town School of Folk Music. Always love Bill, and he'll be here to play some live music and talk about what he's been up to. But right now it's time for Highbrow. This is a regular segment where we focus on the arts here in this great arts and culture town, whether it be the symphony or the opera, or maybe other fine arts like the ballet or the theater. We've got you covered. But Highbrow isn't just, you know, a segment about fine art. I don't know a ton about it, but I love it, and I'm curious about it, and frankly, I'm not that intimidated by it, so why not try to get at one of the best things this great city has to offer, and that's understanding the arts and culture scene. We bring in the segments here and there, and that includes tonight. It's Highbrow. Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the American Theater Company, Chicago, has hired a new artistic director. His name, Will Davis. Davis comes from New York City by way of Chicago, and he replaces the late P.J. Paparelli, who died in a car accident back in 2015. Davis has had much success working in New York's off-Broadway theater scene, and he's one of only a handful of transgendered voices working in theater today. The current show on stage, Kill Floor, a show written by playwright Abe Kugler that played to rave reviews at the Lincoln Center back in 2015. This is a bit of a reunion for these two powerful theater professionals as they work together back on the campus of University of Texas, working on Kugler's first play, Advanced Man. Kill Floor is on stage at ATC Theater through May 1st, and artistic director Will Davis and playwright Abe Kugler are with me tonight. Guys, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Now, this blows my mind that this is not, Will, this is not your season. This is a season that was programmed before you were hired. Talk about that, because you guys have a relationship.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. This season at ATC right now is a legacy season that's been programmed for PJ, as you said. And Kill Floor is a play that PJ really wanted to program along with many, many, many other people in the field. And so it's actually an incredible moment for me to be clocking into my new job at ATC as we are opening Abe's play, Kill Floor. Abe and I go back. We overlapped in grad school at UT Austin, where we worked together on a couple of pieces. Yeah, it's so wonderful to be reunited here in Chicago, and I cannot wait to see the show.
Abe, talk about the feeling of being here in Chicago for the opening and the beginning of Kill Floor. What's it mean to you to see another production of your play?
Oh, man, it's so fantastic. I mean, you know, I hadn't spent any time in Chicago before coming out and meeting PJ initially and then being involved in this production process. And I just love this city. I love the theater scene here. And I think it is really the perfect city in which to do this play. You know, this is a play that's gritty. It's about people working difficult jobs, trying to find ways to retain their hope and their humor and their humanity within really tough circumstances. And I think Chicago gets that story. And to be able to work with the cast that we have up there at American Theater Company has really been a dream come true. And also to have the opportunity, you know, a lot of plays get a first production and then just die. Mm-hmm. So to have the opportunity to keep working on this play and to watch audiences respond to it is really a huge gift for me as a playwright.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to note, that this is a second production. And something that happens, this is, field-wide in the American theater, is that there's a lot of resource and development opportunity and money that is very rightly centered around first productions. But it's actually, the second production is just as important and is a place where after you've had that first big wild attempt at getting the show up, there's space to tinker and retool and look at what the work is in service of, you know, pushing it out into the field at large.
Abe, how is that? I mean, for you to be able to do a second production or be involved in a second production, different director, the whole bit, do you find yourself tinkering more with the script, with everything, the production on the second time around?
Well, I think any artist in any field will tell you that you are never finished. So absolutely, you know, there are little line things, there are emotional moments between the characters that I'm fiddling with. There are jokes that I think could land better. So, you know, I'd keep working on this play for another 10 productions if I could, but it's probably good at some point to leave it behind. But it's, yeah, it's been a real treat to be able to do
Will,
that.
Will, do you find it difficult to – I mean, you're the artistic director now, but this play was part of a different artistic director's vision. Do you find it harder to sort of be on the sidelines when you have this relationship with Abe, when you kind of want to step in and say, nah, let's do it this way. Abe, what if we did this way? I mean, is it tougher for you to stay out of that process?
You know, it's not, and I think that is because of my – leadership style and my understanding of what my role is in this particular moment. So I'm the producer. And when I say that, it's important to say that I've been actively working this job for a month and a half. So actually, there are a lot of other folks who are involved in this process. But I will tell you, what was super interesting for me was to go and sit in on a couple of rehearsals. And I'm coming out of 3 years of freelancing. And to sit in those rehearsals as the newly appointed artistic director and suddenly go, oh, I'm that guy. I'm sitting in the corner.
Yeah, right.
I'm sitting in the corner here watching this rehearsal. And I was thinking about, you know, the number of times that I've been in the opposite position.
Where you've seen the artistic director in the corners.
That's right.
A little bit of wine maybe in the
yeah. Oh, never. Well, not for me, certainly. But and it was
now you can
a lot of whispers and judging
now I can,
in the corner. Right?
Right. I can sort of wear a funny hat. And well, you know, it was so fascinating sitting there thinking like, okay, great. So how do I want this to go? Like, what do I want this to look like? You know, I am thrilled to be taking over ATC and to leading and thrilled to be leading us into the next chapter. And I'm thinking very seriously about not just what is the art we make, but how are we making it? Mm-hmm. And that breaks down on all levels, including what is my role as the producer? And my role is to be a champion for the artists in the room. And my role is also to help the folks who are in the room make the best play that they are making, not make the play that I am making in my head, you know? So certainly as we move into next season, I'll be directing a couple shows,
okay.
Inviting other folks in also to direct shows. That's how you share, right? You particularly, we have a building and we have the space and the ability to welcome the Chicago community in, and that's forefront on my mind.
American Theater Company's Will Davis, who is the new artistic director, and Abe Kugler, who's the playwright for Kill Floor, which is on stage till May 1st. We'll continue the conversation after this break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Highbrow here on The Download. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guests in studio, Will Davis and Abe Kugler. Will Davis, a new artistic director for the American Theater Company, and Abe Kugler, the playwright, Kill Floor, which is on stage until May 1st. Okay, so one of the things that's interesting to me is obviously with a play, there's so many different dynamics. You've got, you know, the actual play, you've got the directing, all the other thing that's in there. But you know, rehearsals never really talked about. Rehearsal's a big part of putting on a play.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. And Abe can jump in and talk about this as well. You know, as a director, my feeling is that there are sort of two main streams of creative art practice. And one of them is the production and the other is the way you make it. So I have a lot of very strong views about what I would say how a director's job is to model the culture of making in the rehearsal room. The way that I go about the artistic process of making a play should be a model for how I'm asking all the other folks and collaborators in the room to enter into that process with me. And the things that are just absolutely must be true in terms of what I'm modeling is a sense of adventure and a commitment to staying curious and being patient. So when something falls apart, instead of saying, oh my God, what are we going to do? And having sort of like a reactive response to that. For me, the question is, oh, this thing fell apart. How curious? How curious? What does that mean we should do? You know, how should we move forward from that? And keeping, as you're saying, keeping out of the room a sense of that's right and that's wrong.
That's interesting because that's going to be your – that – as an artistic director, I mean, the things that, you know, things that go wrong are past the play. I mean, there are going to be things about funding.
Yeah.
There's going to be things about
marketing.
So, I mean, taking that philosophy past just the rehearsal room to the actual, you know, business side of a theater company.
Yeah.
The same idea, right?
And I'm in this moment right now where it's a very important part of my job as I'm entering into my tenure at ATC to be on a really rigorous fact-finding mission, to be looking at how has this company been running, what's working, what's not, and taking a minute to get my arms around the entire institution before I come in guns a-blazing, because that's not actually going to get us where I want us to be. I have incredibly big ambitions for the company and for our footprint in Chicago and what we're going to be able to do nationally. And I actually think that Killfloor is a prime example of the kind of work that I want us to continue to produce and the relationships I want us to continue to have with writers who are at the forefront of the field. And also the fact that this is a second production that's coming to us from its Lincoln Center debut, mm-hmm. that's an important example of something that ATC has done in the past and will continue to do more.
Abe, let me ask you about the rehearsal room, mm-hmm. Rehearsing a play, the collaboration with not just the director, there's going to be more collaboration with a playwright and a director in the text, but the relationship with the actors. I mean, is it, you know, what I think about is the, I don't know much about television production, but the writers are usually, when the project's done, get out of the way and let the actors do their thing. Is it similar in theater, or are you more collaborative in the way that you
interact? Well, it's a balancing act. I think the playwright's job is to figure out when to speak up and when to shut up. And that's a hard balance to find. There are times in the rehearsal room where I'm spouting off with my opinions and the director's sort of giving me side eye. And I realize that I've actually screwed with something, which is that the actor is at a certain point in their process and they're trying to figure out who this character is and they're trying to figure out their own version of this character in their head. And the funny thing about being a playwright as opposed to, you know, a novelist or a painter is that you're creating a blueprint that other people then apply their creativity to. And that means two things. First of all, that you discover fantastic things that you didn't think were in the script or didn't know. And second of all, you got to learn how to give up control.
Right.
And sometimes that means there'll be...
you have an idea in your head of what it is, and you may see an actor make a choice that everybody in the room loves, and you're like, that's not what I was thinking.
Totally. And sometimes I'm right, and sometimes I'm so wrong. And it takes a week of watching the play and cursing under my breath before I'm like, oh, man, someone other than me was right in the room.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, something I say when I teach is that you should let an idea be as wrong as possible for as long as possible. It's part of that, but it's also part of this delicate balance of those of us on the creative team, so like the playwright and the director, having the patience to let an actor work through a choice that we have in the back of our minds as being like not where we want to end ultimately, but giving the lion's share of that creative process to the actor so that they can sit and grapple with that choice and either suddenly turn around and say to the director and the writer, you know what, I need to try something else, or say, help, or say, is this working? But, you know, that you leave that space for them, which can feel agonizing, you know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Will, you know, in one of the interviews you did when you came to town, I think it was with Chris Jones, you said in the piece, you know, don't expect, I'm paraphrasing, but don't expect talking heads kind of theater, that you bring a more physical approach to the stage. What does that mean for ATC?
Sure. Well, one thing it makes me think of immediately is the show that Abe and I made together in grad school, which is a prime example of what I'm talking about. I come to the theater through dance. So my first lens in on a piece is not just the analysis of the words on the page, but the analysis of its movement. I like to think one of the first questions I ask a play is, what is its velocity? And I mean that definitively. What is its rate of change over time? And how does that live in the body, live in space, live in the way we are thinking about time on stage? And those three things, time, space, and the body, then get put into dialogue with the written word. Mm. And that is how I think about a play that needs the theater. And that's maybe the less esoteric way to talk about this, is that projects I'm interested in are projects that need the theater. They need that liveness, that manipulation of time and space and the body to have their greatest impact. When I said that thing, when I said I don't do talking heads, what I mean is that plays where for 2 hours you watch two people sort of bat a question or an argument back and forth that has sort of a topical kind of issue heft to it and drive to it are less interesting to me. Plays that use the theater as a space to ask impossible questions. I'm thinking of Advanced Man, this play we made Abe and I made together in grad school, where there's something that's been put on the page from the playwright that's a proposal for something impossible. Like, he flies. Like, mm-hmm. we're in a boat on a river. You know, whatever that may be, that those questions that actually seem like they're not the purview of the theater, those are the ones where when you figure out how to answer it on stage, you'll never forget
it. That's the secret. I mean, that's the secret and magic of theater, of being able to take people's ideas or even their preconceived notions of what it is and be able to creatively put it on stage.
Yeah, and you know, it shows up. I'm thinking about John Barry's direction of Kill Floor, which I can only speak to a little bit because I've been in the room only a small amount of time. But I think it shows up in a number of different ways. You know, there's the spectacle version of this, and then I think, you know, something that John has done so beautifully in this production of Abe's Kill Floor is thought about how the movement of objects can speak to the overall sense and feel and texture and taste of the play, of the sort of like bigger emotional ephemera of the play.
Right. So in this case, because the play concerns a kill floor with a lot of heavy moving parts, I think, a kill floor is a very fast-moving environment where workers are, you got big pieces of meat flying at you every few seconds. So the movement of the scenery on and off the stage in John's staging, which I think is so exciting, happens very quickly. I think it's a play that's, you won't be bored in this play, you know, because the second a scene ends, boom, you've got something coming at the actors from off stage. And that's really exciting to me. That's an interpretation I haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm. Well, the play is Kill Floor. It's on stage at ATC, the theater here in Chicago, until May 1st. Abe Kugler's the playwright. Will Davis is the artistic director, the new artistic director at ATC. You got to come back. I'd love to have you back because I want to talk about your season when it comes out. Because you're
I'd love that.
You're in now, but you're kind of in both places, New York and Chicago, but you'll be back or here full time coming up in the fall.
Yep.
Thanks to both of you for coming in
thanks
and
so much.
Talking tonight.
Oh, such a pleasure. Thank
great.
You.
Yeah.